The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
I hope that you had a very enjoyable weekend.
Most enjoyable.
I did as well. And what? How can you beat the weather here in Florida? It's just warm and toasty.
It's perfect.
Without a doubt. But we're in the studios of WWNN Radio up in Boca Raton, and they always keep the room here very comfortable. Air is full on, and it makes it very, very pleasant. I know we have many different topics that we want to tackle today, and at some point during the course of the show, I want to let our listeners know about the update that we have on our website showing you the progress of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store, located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And it's a half a mile south of Sample Road, right off of 441, which is State Road 7. And when you get to Northwest 31st Street, which is the half a mile marker from Sample, you look to the right and you'll see a Halloween store. Excuse me. And I have to drink some more liquid.
Okay, you don't have pneumonia, do you, Al?
I don't believe so. And I don't have the Zika virus either.
Okay, that's good.
No, not at all.
Okay.
But the Halloween store is on your right, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition store, you can see just a little beyond that. And we are in the south end of the shopping center in the Penn Dutch Plaza, which has the Penn Dutch supermarket in there as well. So we look forward to having our grand opening sometime toward the end of November or early December. That's what our target date is right now. But you can visit the store and peek in. We have 13 windows for you to look into. Or you can go to the websites, which we'll be talking about a little bit later. But I know in the meantime, Janet has some very interesting articles that she is going to share with us that she researched over the weekend. So, Janet,
well,
where would you like to start?
Okay. I didn't necessarily go really in-depth through all kinds of websites doing research. I get a very interesting magazine every week, and it has a page that is health and science. And there are always interesting articles on this page that I think are worthy of being shared with our listeners. And there are two in this week's edition, and one is about a very, very much a pet peeve of mine, and that has to do with antibacterial soaps and hand cleansers and so on.
There's been a lot of negative information about that coming down, about
right?
Those hand soaps.
Right.
The hand cleaners that
right.
People use.
Right. And so last week, the FDA banned the sale of consumer products containing any one of 19 antibacterial chemicals. And the one that very much gets my attention is triclosan, because if you start looking at any of those antibacterial little gels that the kids carry with them to school and people are using all around their offices and so on, triclosan, and the ban will affect almost 2,000 antibacterial products that are on the market now. And this ban, it took them 3 years at the FDA to understand that the long-term exposure to the chemicals that are in these antibacterial products actually cause bacterial resistance. Okay, so what's that? all right, you're going to upset the balance of beneficial bacteria in your body, and that resistance actually makes the bacteria much more, potentially much more harmful. So the bacteria evolve, and the ability of these bacteria to resist the detrimental, potentially detrimental effects on them of the chemicals in these antibacterial products. So you have superbugs, and then hormone disruption, as if there weren't enough different chemical exposures in our daily lives that disrupt our hormones. Now it's these antibacterial hand cleansers, and there are carcinogenic properties in any number of these different antibacterial products. So the one, as I said, that I'm most familiar with is triclosan, and yes, that has potential carcinogenic properties. And so here's the FDA, Janet Woodcock. She's saying there's no scientific evidence that the antibacterials are any better than plain soap and water. And I referenced Dr. Derek DeSilva. He did his little experiment with soap and water and putting your hand on the Petri dish before washing with soap and water, and then singing happy birthday, hot water, soap, and then putting your hand on the Petri dish, and the development of bacteria after the hand washing is dramatically reduced. So they are looking, the FDA is also going to be looking into the hand sanitizers and antibacterial wipes that are used in the hospitals and clinics and so on. So here we're relying on these substances to kill off the bacteria, and the bacteria, being the smart little buggers that they are, they evolve, and these chemicals no longer work. And we're dealing with the superbugs in the hospitals. MRSA, methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus. So no antibiotics that are currently available will kill this superbug. So the FDA is making some progress.
So what do you recommend, Janet, other than soap and water, for people to clean their hands before they're going to encroach upon something that could be carrying germs that they're going to take into their body?
My viewpoint always has been, support your immune system. Do the things that allow your immune system to function at the highest level possible. So that's a balancing act. You don't want an overactive immune system. You don't want an underactive immune system. Where's the seat of your immune system? In your gut. Probiotics.
Well, probiotics is always a benefit. And I think that the more we hear about the beneficial use of probiotics, the more people should realize they should be using them daily. We're not talking about yogurt now. We're talking about a probiotic that has a minimum of 5 billion CFUs.
You know, Al, some of the even very, very low-priced probiotics that are in the millions, but very old products that have been around for 30 years or more, I've seen those help people, even though they're not the multi-billions,
right.
They're not super potent, and they may just have one strain rather than a mix. Are they ideal? No, but they will do part of the job, and they're very reasonably priced.
Well, I think that's the key point, that being reasonably priced enables many people to be able to afford it, where they may not be able to afford the multi-billion strains that are available, as well as the smaller dose, as you pointed out. So if you can't afford a multi-dose in the billions, at least try one that's in the millions that can give you some beneficial effects for your body. So a good point. And I think that also the side benefit to that, of course, is going to help digestion, which a lot of people may not realize, but is most important. If you want to maintain good health, you need proper digestion.
So IBS, leaky gut, allergies, all of those things, when you heal your gut with the proper balance of probiotics, you're going to eliminate a lot of threats to your health.
No question about it. Now, you also brought up another topic that you were researching or looking at as a topic for today's show. So maybe we have time before we go on the next break. Maybe we could touch upon that.
Okay. Well, because Alzheimer's is becoming so prevalent, you speak to people and almost universally you find that there may be an individual in their family or within their circle of friends, that individual may be developing the symptoms of severe memory loss, inability to continue caring for themselves, any number of mental incapacitations. And ultimately you hear, oh yes, there was a diagnosis of Alzheimer's. Well, there's interesting information out there that if you are dealing with exposure to fumes from traffic, those fumes might not only hurt your heart, but also your brain. There was a study and they discovered that there were millions of tiny particles of something called magnetite, which is an iron oxide, in the samples of brain tissue who had lived in busy cities near highways and high traffic areas. And the magnetite nanoparticles, they occur in the brain, and unfortunately, they formed, they were being deposited and found in the brain from the burning of fuel at high temperatures. And what these particles did was generate unstable molecules, essentially what we refer to as free radicals. So those unstable molecules are so much linked to the brain damage associated with Alzheimer's and other neurodegenerative diseases. And so the study talks about how iron is very reactive, and they say because of that potential damaging activity that the magnetite can have, brain damage is very clearly part of the whole profile of damage for people inhaling those automobile exhaust fumes.
So. And it only goes to add the amount of people that are facing Alzheimer's today. The numbers are staggering as to how many people they're projecting in the next 30 years to develop Alzheimer's.
So you think about when we come back to consider exposure to those hand sanitizers, exposure to automobile fumes, and when we come back from this short break, talk about the other exposures that may contribute to brain dysfunction. So you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman, and we're here until 11 o'clock giving you information on keeping healthy. We'll be right back.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're trying to give you some information that will benefit you and benefit your health. And I think the biggest challenge that we all have as we go through life and we get older is to maintain good health. We are surrounded by many, many negative factors that damage us in some way, shape, manner, or form. And the key purpose of this show is to bring to your attention the different ways that you can overcome these different challenges that you are faced with every day in your normal life. And we all want to live a long, healthy, and productive life. And one of the ways to do that, again, is by listening to this show. And there are many other shows that you can listen to on this radio station, 1470. I know Jay Forster has always some good information. So make it a point to tune in and get the best information. Try and read articles that are online that are written by professional people that know all about the realm of natural remedies and how they can be utilized in your everyday life. And I did want to make mention, as I said before, I want to give you two websites that you can stay abreast with and look at the Save-A-Lot store at 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate and see the progress. You can see how we're coming along, get some idea. If you're not able to visit us in person and look at the store, at least you can go online and see the progress that is being made. And the site to go to is SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. Again, that's SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. And that will show you the latest videos that were just posted yesterday and how far we've come from several months ago where you couldn't see anything except the bare floor and the bare ceiling. But now you're able to see the progress being made. And on Wednesday of this week, we have the store fixtures, or gondolas as they're normally called in our retail business, to hold the products. They'll be installed starting on Wednesday. And it's going to take them about a week till they complete the installation. And from that point on, we will be setting product onto those shelves so that we get ready for the store opening, which will take place sometime toward the end of November or the 1st of December. But we want to keep all our listeners abreast of everything going on, and that is one sure way to find out what is happening. So, again, it's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Very easy to get to. And, Janet, there was an interesting article from WebMD about how people can help themselves sleep better. There are many factors that go into good sleep habits. And one of them, of course, is making sure that you're not napping during the day, that you're not drinking too much caffeine late in the day. And I know that alcohol will upset the body because it'll force you to get up sometime during your sleep, because of either a urination problem or because your brain has been in the realm of a hypnotic state from the alcohol. So we're going to review the best and worst foods for sleep. So if we start with the first one, Let's look at the first one. And the first one is tryptophan-rich foods. And they are talking about warm milk's magical ability to send us off to a dreamland. And unfortunately, a lot of people may be allergic to milk. So if they are, Janet, what do you recommend in place of a dairy milk that has some tryptophan assistance that can help them get to sleep in a state that really helps them?
Okay. Well, we all know about turkey. And turkey has very significant levels of tryptophan. The other thing that I would talk about is, okay, you might not necessarily be reacting so much to the dairy itself as you are reacting to the components that are adulterating the dairy foods that you might be exposing yourself to. So maybe if you were to go to grass-fed, organically raised dairy, try a little bit of that. The other part of it is, if you're reacting to the dairy, maybe you need to support your digestive system. So in addition to using high quality organic sourced dairy products with the tryptophan in them, then you would also possibly use some of the different cheeses. And what I would suggest would be just a little bit of cheese. And my suggestion is imported, because the European dairy herds aren't given a lot of the different substances that our dairy herds are fed. And so either organic or imported cheese, just a little bit, that's helpful for the tryptophan content. You could think about a little bit of goat cheese. The other thing is, there are so many different substances that people might necessarily be deficient in. They might be deficient in the enzymes that are necessary to break down those components so that your body can access the tryptophan. And maybe what you want to do is actually use a tryptophan product. There are so many different formulas that maybe contain some tryptophan, contain the metabolite of tryptophan, which is 5-HTP. So you could experiment with the L-tryptophan amino acid itself, and probably in the range of 250 to 500 milligrams taken just a little bit before bedtime. Very helpful if you take it with a sip of juice. Fruit juice will help you to absorb that tryptophan. You might want to do the 5-HTP, which is the tryptophan metabolite, and you would do anywhere from 50 to 100 milligrams of the 5-HTP. And if you want a comprehensive approach, Jarrow Formulas has something called, in addition to tryptophan and 5-HTP, Jarrow Formulas also has Sleep Optimizer. That's a very comprehensive blend of all of the components that help you to relax and fall asleep. The other thing is, we talked to Sherry Rogers last week, and she was talking about how many people are so deficient in magnesium, and it's virtually impossible to get your muscles to relax so that you can fall asleep. One other important point is, if your blood sugar is out of balance, you may fall asleep very well, but then you may startle awake. Your eyelids will just flash open. And when you awaken like that, very often what I tell people is their blood sugar has dropped to a certain level and their body is literally startled awake.
Well, there are some other foods that may be a benefit to a lot of people also that contain amounts of tryptophan, Janet. Those are nuts and seeds, bananas, honey, and eggs. And those are all good foods that people may enjoy eating a little bit of. You don't want to gorge yourself before you go to sleep, because that may not let you get to sleep. But those are some other foods if you are dairy intolerant, and you don't want to use dairy. Those are some other foods that you can start using. And the supplements are always a good idea. They make it a whole lot easier. And then we go on to indulge your craving for carbs. Carbohydrate-rich foods complement dairy foods by increasing the level of sleep-inducing tryptophan. So we're back to tryptophan. So a few perfect late-night snacks to get you snoozy might be a bowl of cereal and milk, yogurt and crackers, or bread and cheese. Again, I think the point you brought out about free range is most important. I think when you're talking about dairy products, you have to be looking for a source of organic protein from these particular dairy products. Otherwise, you're defeating the whole purpose. And if we move on, we can talk about have a snack before bedtime. A little food in your stomach may help you sleep, but don't use this as an open invitation to pig out. And only because a heavy meal will deprive you of getting to sleep, and it will upset your digestive system. So we don't want to talk about heavy meals or a full course meal as a source of getting to sleep. And the other point about foods, Janet, is fast foods. I think people have to take that out of their realm of what they normally would eat, because I think fast foods are the biggest detriment to our entire population here in the United States. And that is why I believe that many people are either obese or overweight because of the fast foods that they're exposed to on every corner. No matter where you go, there's a fast food restaurant. And it makes it easy for people to stay in their car, drive up to the window, and start getting fast foods. So that's definitely a big detriment to try to overcome when you're looking for good sleep. You have to stay away from the fast foods. No question about that. I know you have some strong feelings about fast foods, as I do.
I certainly do. It's almost as if there's like a net reaching out from the fast food locations to grab the cars and pull them in. Here, have a little bit of this French fries. Oh, here, it's small. Just have this soda and fries. While you're here, go ahead, have a hamburger.
Exactly right.
And when you think about the ingredients in some of those foods, certainly we were very well informed with regard to the pink slime in the burgers. But just recently, there was a researcher who said the FDA had finally made enough of an impact on the fast food purveyors. And they mentioned Subway, McDonald's, Burger King. I think those are the only ones that I remember. That they had been using a substance that was used in manufacturing yoga mats and flip-flops in their breads to make their breads stay together. So that kind of chewy sensation that you got from the Subway bread or the McDonald's hamburger, well, it might be a little bit different now because they've taken out the yoga mat and flip-flop components. So you really do want to pay attention to where you eat and what you put in your mouth. You are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Al Foreman, and we're hopefully giving you lots of different ways to stay healthy. So stay tuned. More to come. You can find out more about the Save a Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, SAV-A-LOTNutritionCenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOTCH Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a bright and cheery and sunny Monday here, and we're very happy to be bringing you some very, very useful information. And I know that over the course of the next several months, Janet will be bringing to you some very special guests that are booked on our radio shows in the near future. And those guests will be bringing some additional information that you can be able to utilize in your daily regimens to keep you healthy and strong for many years to come. We were speaking about some of the different things that people can use to get a better night's sleep. And if people don't sleep right, Janet, it gives them a great deal of stress the following day because they're irritated, they have not got enough rest, and the proper rest cycle, I think, is still between 7 and 8 hours a night. Is that your belief as well?
Yes, and you don't want to go below the 7 hours because there are issues associated with being sleep deprived,
right,
essentially. And you don't want to go too much over 8.5 hours because, again, there are metabolic issues associated with too much sleep. So balance is the name of the game.
As it is with anything that you do for your health, you have to have proper balance. Getting back to some of the things that people can avoid or choose to do, and another suggestion is to beware of hidden caffeine. And a lot of people don't realize that chocolate, different colas, teas, and decaffeinated coffee do have caffeine. And caffeine is something that will always keep you awake. A lot of people swear by having a cup of coffee before sleep.
I know lots of different people who don't necessarily have that sleeplessness reaction to coffee in the evening. So it is an individual thing. Certainly there are people who are hypersensitive to caffeine, and they should eliminate the caffeine from their routines completely.
No question about that. Of course, it can... you should refrain from using caffeine at least 4 to 6 hours prior to bedtime. Otherwise, it may disrupt your night's sleep that you so sorely need. Another important area to watch for is medications. And there are certain medications that are on the market today that may contain caffeine. And they're hidden. Nobody would tell you about them unless you either ask your doctor or your pharmacist.
And the over-the-counter medications, read the small print. Very important.
Very, very good point, Janet, without a doubt. So watch for those medications that may contain the hidden caffeine.
So some of those would be allergy medications, some of them pain relievers.
Right.
Cold
diuretic.
Medication, diuretic. So it's very surprising, and it is hidden. People would never imagine that there would be caffeine in some of those products.
And the other thing is because a lot of people are overweight or obese and they're using a weight loss supplement or a weight loss remedy pharmaceutical, those may contain caffeine as well. So you want to try and avoid that before sleep.
Rapid heartbeat, an increase in blood pressure, feeling jittery or anxious. Those are some reactions to caffeine that you need to watch out for.
Next thing is alcohol. You definitely want to avoid alcohol before sleep. It may help you fall asleep quicker, but it's going to get you up later on. You may even have frequent awakenings. You may get up more than once because of the alcohol.
A lot of times what the alcohol is doing is destabilizing your blood sugar. And when your blood sugar is going up and down like that, that keeps you awake.
Yeah, you want to try and avoid that again 4 to 6 hours before bedtime. And then you want to be aware of heavy, spicy foods, which we spoke about earlier. Anything that you're taking in great mass of, such as a meal, or as this particular part of it shows, a heavy, spicy food meal. You want to avoid that because at least 4 hours before bedtime, so your body can digest it properly.
I think probably some of those more senior listeners might remember a commercial about Species Spicy Meatballs, and that's an indication that something is a little too heavy, putting too much stress on your digestive system and ultimately interfering with your sleep.
And another point to keep to a minimum is protein. Even though it's an essential part of our daytime routine, especially for those people looking to lose weight, you don't want to have too much protein at bedtime.
Now, see, one of the things that you were mentioning with regard to appropriate foods to have a little bit of before bedtime, eggs, those are protein. I mentioned turkey. That's protein.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, and where we are focusing on this, balance, just a little bit. And that could be helpful. You also, one of the other things that you mentioned was some cereal and milk at bedtime. And okay, it would be about 2 tablespoons of cereal and just a tiny little bit of milk. So that carbohydrate content and the milk does help to achieve a certain kind of relaxation, a physical relaxation, and a certain type of brain chemistry change, but it's a tiny little bit, not a big bowl.
Well, that's the key point. Everything in moderation, and that's the point that you're making, is that keep it in moderation. The other recommendation is to stay hydrated throughout the day, which is good for your body, but you want to try and curtail the amount of fluid that you're taking before bed, because if you are taking too much fluid, this could get you up to go to the restroom, the bathroom, and have to spend more than your share of time urinating and awakening you from a deep sleep, which is not beneficial to you. And don't be fooled by a relaxing smoke. Nicotine is a stimulant with similar effects to caffeine. Of course, we don't advise smoking, never have, never will. And especially if you are a smoker, you definitely don't want to do it at bedtime. And you definitely don't want to do it if you wake up in the middle of the night to have a cigarette. So try and avoid that. If you can quit smoking, you're better off altogether. Moving on, Janet.
Yes.
They also have a situation where they talk about different jobs that can ruin people's sleep. And I guess everybody's in a different field today. And some of the things that people have to be aware of is how they can make the best use of what they have to do for themselves. You always pointed out that not everybody's the same. People come and see you. They don't all have the same situation. But during the course of many hours and many times that we've been on the show, we spoke about weight loss. To me, in addition to helping the heart perform better and eliminating things in your daily life to try and avoid cancer, people being overweight or people being obese can contribute to the multitude of health issues and health challenges and health problems that can be derived. So based upon all your conversation with all the people you've helped over the many years. You're talking about thousands upon thousands of people that you've helped. Do you recall anything in the realm of how you can help their metabolism increase or eliminate things that slow the metabolism? Because I think that's the key point, is people with a slow metabolism have a tendency to put on weight, where other people with a normal metabolism or a high metabolism do not have that problem. And that's a differentiation between the two classes of people.
And so easy place to start, correct your pH balance. You want to have that correct acid-base ratio with regard to how your body is functioning. So your analysis, your goal probably would be around a 6.5 pH in a urine analysis. That's an excellent place to start. Okay, maybe your digestive system is overloaded and possibly using high quality digestive enzymes, that would be very effective as well. You're going to enhance the efficiency of your digestive system. When you do that, you break down the nutrients more efficiently. You get those nutrients delivered to the cells, as well as eliminate the waste products. So that is an enhancer for your metabolism. There is nothing as good as exercise to support your metabolism. And one of the things that I talk to people about is 5 minutes, three times a day. And I tell people, everybody's got 5 minutes. And especially if you're breaking down that 15 minutes to 5 minutes, three times a day. So 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at the end of the day, probably in the 5 to 7 p.m. time frame, and maybe 5 more minutes in the 9 to 10 time frame. And okay, you don't want to go to a gym. You don't have the ability to exercise outdoors. All you need to do is exercise in front of your television set. And I demonstrate any number of different exercise routines that you can do in front of the television set, only 5 minutes. So I have a variety of different proposals to different people that I meet with, so that it fits in their routine and they don't feel overwhelmed. It's something that they can do to support their metabolism.
Do you think that if a person is overweight or obese, that their genes play a role in them being that way, or do you think it's just their the way they're conducting their life?
Yes.
So, that's a good response.
The thing is, you reference Ayurvedic medicine. There are different body types. These are basic shapes of people, and if that's your body type, it's particularly difficult to change it. So if your genetic heritage is short stature and kind of pleasantly plump, you can modify that somewhat, but you can't totally change it completely. And if you have such a fast metabolism that you're never able to put on pounds, that is a challenge to change as well. So again, as I work with the people who individually have dramatically different requirements, you have to take that into consideration. It's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman. And when we come back, an update on the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Hi, this is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida. 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning by Janet Cimarelli, and we're going to give you some more information in the last segment of the show. And I know in the meantime, Janet, you want to make our listeners aware of the sites that they can go to find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7, half a mile south of Sample Road, on the right-hand side going south on, as normally called, 441 or State Road 7.
And so our listeners can go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com, and the Save-A-Lot is SaveALot. NutritionCenters.com, and all of the radio shows that we are doing here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, they are archived by date and a little bit of a teaser, what was discussed on the show. And so anytime you want to listen again to a discussion we may have had of importance to you, you can always go back to those archived shows. And I can't recommend highly enough going back to Sherry Rogers. We did an interview with Dr. Sherry Rogers last Thursday, and she was just nonstop information about supporting your heart health. And you can find out about her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You, at prestigepublishing.com. So much information, such great support for your good health, all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Now, getting back to metabolism, what effect do you think hormones play on metabolism?
Huge. And so, you know, you think about unfortunately, a lot of people may not think about thyroid, but thyroid and adrenal health are critically important and rely to a certain extent on certain amino acids that typically you would be getting from protein. But if your digestive system isn't working very well and consequently metabolizing the components of protein is not done efficiently, you may be a little low on the amino acid tyrosine. Tyrosine being essential to the creation of thyroid hormones. And if your thyroid hormones aren't functioning well, your metabolism will suffer. And then if your adrenal glands are not supported properly, then again, your metabolism will suffer because the adrenals and the thyroid have to work in concert to support the function of many different aspects of how your metabolism works.
In addition to hormones, we spoke about lack of sleep, and that can also be a detriment to metabolism because you're not giving your body proper rest to be able to function in a proper manner when you are awake.
Now, I haven't researched this statement, but I have thoroughly enjoyed a movie called The Intern with Robert De Niro.
Oh, good. That was a very funny movie.
A great movie. And one of Robert De Niro's lines in that movie was, he heard that women who sleep less than 7 hours a night gain 38% more weight. So in addition to being sleep deprived, you're going to be affecting your metabolism and unfortunately gaining weight. Now, I do have to say I have not researched that statement, but I will look into it.
Another point is strict diets. And how you lose weight matters. If you don't eat enough, your metabolism switches to slow motion. And there are diets when, especially when you exercise and you don't eat food, you're just creating a mistake for your body because they could backfire. So I guess you have to have that balance, as you point out. In many situations, Janet, balance is most important in achieving the results that you're looking for.
It was interesting because on the way here, I was listening to an interview with a woman who is in charge of the school lunch programs in Miami-Dade schools. And there was a teacher adding his information. There were students complaining about the quality and taste of the food and the cooking methods of the foods that are served in the school cafeterias. And there were some kids being interviewed that, oh, when they get up so early in the morning in order to get to school on time, they don't want breakfast, so they haven't eaten breakfast. And, oh, they were rushed, so they didn't have the opportunity to make themselves a little bit of lunch that they would bring from home. And when they saw what was available at the cafeteria, they didn't want to eat that. So here were these kids. They didn't have breakfast. They didn't have lunch. And then after school, they were doing athletic activities on a totally empty stomach. And what the kids reported was they're cranky. They can't concentrate. They just are not capable of functioning fully. And that's no surprise. No fuel in your body's not going to function.
What is your feeling about sea salt? Because
Yay.
According to this article, sea salt is in top restaurants and gourmet kitchens, but it lacks iodine.
Well, and table salt that you're going to find in the grocery store these days, that doesn't have iodine. Morton salt with that little girl in the umbrella on the label, that used to say iodized salt, and it is no longer iodized. So we have a nation that is deficient in a crucially important trace mineral, iodine. So in a blood test from your doctors, you can have your iodine levels tested. And it is absolutely important for your immune system and for your thyroid function. And you are not going to get iodine from the sea salt. So you have to find other ways of getting sufficient iodine into your body. But sea salt is going to contain a whole array of trace minerals, very important for maintaining your health, but not sufficient iodine.
What about a lack of water or being dehydrated? What effect does that have on metabolism?
You're just going to bring your metabolism to a dead stop. And I don't use that word loosely, dead. So if you are dehydrated, and it's certainly very easy to become dehydrated, if something that you do requires a lot of talking, you are losing a lot of moisture in your speech. You are certainly losing moisture in temperature-controlled environments because, in general, the environment, the humidity is relatively low in that environment. So you must pay very close attention to rehydrating all through the course of the day.
Is calcium an important part of proper metabolism?
Well, I would say all of the minerals are a very important part of metabolism. Calcium's responsible for supporting the contraction of your heart. And if that contraction is not efficient, that very basically interferes with the energetic response in your body and ultimately in how well your metabolism works. But you need all of those minerals. You need the calcium, the magnesium, the potassium, the zinc, all of it. But I would say you don't necessarily want to be taking calcium supplements. You want to test your calcium levels before you decide you were going to take a calcium supplement.
Very good point. I know we're coming up on a short close here. We're going to be done for today. And we just want to make one mention of one more point, Janet. The thermostat is too high in the bedroom. I know if the temperature is too high, it can affect your metabolism. So you want to keep the temperature where it makes the room cold or chilly so that you get a good night's sleep. And that's an important factor as well. I will look forward to being here with you again tomorrow.
Yay.
Actually, I'll be speaking to you from Save-A-Lot tomorrow.
Okay.
And you'll be here in the studio.
Okay.
And we're going to share a lot of good information with our listeners.
As always.
I will leave it up to you.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I've been talking with Mr. Al Foreman. And we'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.